Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
If you haven't been with us in the previous podcast, we have been going through an acronym for helping you fight temptation. The acronym is WARFARE. The W, walk by the Spirit. First A, alert and avoid. Be alert and avoid going near the door of temptation's house. The first R is reaping. It's the sowing and reaping principle. Remember that you're going to reap what you sow. F is for fight. Get aggressive about it. And then today we get to the second A, which also has two words associated with it, argue and appreciate. We'll cover these today. Then in Monday's podcast, we'll cover the R. We already did the E, which is enjoy God's presence. So we only have one letter left after today, R. We'll get to that Monday, and I'll give you some more godliness training exercises to continue the whole rest of your life, and then we'll be done. So Monday is our final podcast in this season. Next is two more A's, argue and appreciate. Argue, 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. That sounds good, right? In this war, I'm trying to win this war. I'm losing. I need some power. Divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. The main way that we tend to jump over the guardrails of conscience and go into sin, you know, your conscience keeps you on the right path, right? And when you start to veer off, conscience says, nope, 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 and that bumps you back on the right path. But when we sin, we just jump right over the guardrail and go off into sin. And the thing that gets me to go over that guardrail and go into sin is rationalization. You start rationalizing. Rationalization is a lie that I believe, that I tell myself and then believe, right? What are some examples of rationalizations? I'll try again tomorrow. You know, I'll start this diet on January 1st. I deserve this. Yeah, it's been a rough day. If you knew what I went through today, you wouldn't be on my back about that. I deserve something here. I deserve a little bit of pleasure. I can't take it. I'm not capable of saying no. And we believe these lies. And in order to avoid falling for that same lie in the future, I've got to take that lie and demolish it. Demolish it. That's what the wording here is in 2 Corinthians 10. How do I demolish it? Well, with the truth. We take it and we force it into obedience to Christ. We make it conform to truth. Now, the rationalizations are very convincing at the moment of temptation, but afterwards, when you look at the rationalization, they're just dumb, right? I mean, they're just like nonsense. They don't even make any sense. So that's the time to pick it apart, expose the folly of it, tear it to shreds, smash it to smithereens. Don't just say, oh yeah, that was kind of dumb. No, no, no. Pick it apart. Say, it was dumb for this reason, it was dumb for this reason, it's absolutely ridiculous for this reason, and you just smash it to smithereens and take each one of those smithereens and smash each one of those to a smithereen, and I don't even know what a smithereen is, but whatever it is, just crush them and destroy them. Make it so that you won't fall for it again. Make it so that that rationalization, if you're going to rationalize, you're going to have to pick another rationalization because that one is done. It's not going to work again. You've ripped it apart in your mind. And I've done this. I've written it out. Lies that I've fallen for numerous times, I say, okay, let's get this done. And I'll put you a piece of paper and I'll write out 20 reasons why. No, this reason for doing that sin doesn't work. You know, here's 20 reasons why this sin, it was not worth it. And I'll force myself to hand write it out and just smash that thing to smithereens. So argue, this is the point, argue against the lies that we fall for. Next, appreciate. Ephesians 5:3 draws a connection between gratitude and purity. It says, among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, but rather, now what would you expect to be the flip side of sexual immorality? Gratitude? I mean, that's just not intuitive, right? But that's what he says. Instead of that, instead of sexual immorality and impurity and greed, thanksgiving. And again, if sexual morality is one enslaving sin, but all the other enslaving sins are covered in that last one, greed, right? Because if my enslaving sin is a drug or smoking or sleeping too much or whatever my enslaving sin is, there's something in my heart that's greedy for that, right? That's greed. Every enslaving sin is based on greed. So instead of greed, gratitude. Question? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. David wasn't appreciative in 2 Samuel 12:8, and God was saying, I would have given you more, but he didn't have gratitude for that. He wasn't alert to that. Excellent observation. See, the reason we sin is because of some form of covetous desire, some greed in the heart is attaching to that sin. And so one key solution to greed or covetousness, same thing, is gratitude. Because the heart cannot feel greed and gratitude simultaneously. That's why it works. You can't feel them both simultaneously. So thanksgiving is what displaces greed from the heart. It's what pushes it out. It crowds greed out of your heart. So at the onset of a temptation, turn your attention to things that you have to be grateful for. Start thanking God, one blessing after another, after start thanking him. Start making your heart feel delight in what he has given. That'll make it hard for you to say, oh, I gotta have this other thing. No, God has given me plenty, and he will give me even more to satisfy me. I need to be grateful for that instead of being greedy for something else. So it's not intuitive. But this appreciate one, don't let this slide, even though I've got 4 A's for you to remember, and this one's going to be hard for you to remember because it's the fourth one, but don't let this one slide because Ephesians 5:3 is key. That will push greed out of your heart is gratitude. Okay, a couple quick questions for you to answer to make sure this principle sinks in. First, write out at least one rationalization your heart has used before and then demolish it with written arguments. So the way that you, when you give in to a temptation and you tell yourself something like, oh, I've already blown it today, so I might as well indulge and then I'll start again tomorrow or something. That's an example of a rationalization. Pick something like that that you've told yourself that you fall for all the time. Get it on paper. And don't just say, oh, that's stupid. Really demolish it. I mean, write out, like you're trying to persuade a group of people who really believe this stuff. Use scripture and demolish that argument. Get it on paper. This will help you. And then second, be able to answer this question. How does gratitude help you fight temptation? It's such a neglected principle in scripture. We just, so often people don't have any concept that the way to be able to win in the battle against temptation comes through gratitude. What is that connection? Because it's not an obvious connection. And it'll slip from your mind if you don't really rehearse it and maybe tell someone else about it, write it down. Get it. If you've got it, just barely got a grasp on it right now, it's not going to stay in your mind long. So make sure you got a handle on that. How does gratitude help you win the battle against temptation?
Thank you for listening. Our prayer is that this season of the Food for Your Soul podcast will help you tap into deeper and deeper experiences of the fruit of the Spirit, especially self-control. Your thoughts about the materials in these studies are important to us, and they may be helpful for others as well. A link to this podcast is posted on the Food for Your Soul Facebook page every weekday morning. You're invited to follow that page and post your reactions to that day's content. Your perspectives might be just what someone else needs to gain insight. And when a session is especially helpful, feel free to click on the share button so others can find it too.
This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.